DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you guys want to go see the band Ghost, they're going to be coming to the Kaseya Center this July, and JFig has a pair of tickets to give away. It's a Live Nation show, but keep on listening, and we will give you a pair of tickets to see Ghost. Frog Boy.
Yeah.
We got the coach, Brad Underwood from Illinois, coached Kasparis Iakaitonis in college. He's going to join us at our typical mixed bag slot, so you think you could do it a little early today?
You know what? Speaking of Ghost, I can make room for our boy Ghosty Ghost Coach. Let's mix it on up now.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Leroy Horde's headphones. What do you got for us today, Froggy?
Hey, one of the dogs got out.
Oh, man.
And the guy's cutting the grass.
Yeah,
he got scared.
Yeah, he was like out there with the weed whacker going,
he just wants to play. Yeah. That's how he says hello. What do we got, Froggy?
I have some college football for
what?
That's right. Don't blink, ladies and gentlemen, but football is returning at the end of this month. Not college football, but before you know it, our Saturdays and Sundays will be filled with football action.
Filled with joy.
And in the meantime, Paul Feinbaum declared Arch Manning the king of college football quarterbacking, the best prospect he's seen since Tim Tebow.
Reasonably good chance that Arch Manning will be sitting on the front row in New York at the Heisman ceremony. That's assuming that his team does what it's supposed to do and compete for not only the SEC, but for the national championship. And I really believe they will. I think Steve Sarkisian, who's one of the most amazing play callers I've ever seen, made a critical mistake late in the year. He was way too loyal to Quinn Ewers, who was banged up and was really ineffective. Had Arch Manning been instituted in the second half of that game, I think there's a reasonably good chance that Texas would have beaten Ohio State and won the national championship. They're very capable of doing it again this year. I believe also that Arch Manning is the best college football quarterback we have seen since Tim Tebow entered the scene in 2006.
Wow. Didn't feel like he had to go that strong. And then all of a sudden he's just like, I got a July take.
By the way.
I respect
way.
It, Paul Feinbaum. I respect a little July sports take.
Arch Manning, I mean, we know he's already the most mobile Manning. But Tim Tebow.
That's not saying. Well, no. Archie was the most mobile.
Yes, he said he ran for his life in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Didn't he hit a speed faster than Tyreek Hill last year?
Who?
Arch Manning.
Arch Manning, yeah.
No.
I think he did. I think he hit like a miles per hour on his tracker. I think he hit faster than anything Tyreek Hill did last year.
20.7. Wow.
Tyreek running about 21-22. What are you talking about?
Look, I'm telling you, that was a headline last year.
He recently recorded a top speed of 20.7 miles per hour during a 67-yard touchdown run. This speed exceeded the top speed recorded by NFL player Tyreek Hill, 20.3, in a game earlier this season.
So, but that's because you do realize he's slowing down when he does this. That means it's over.
It's his top speed.
Okay.
It's just what was the date on that?
That was September 18th, 2000.
Oh, this was early in the season.
Right.
But still, tangible.
Now look, 20 miles an hour is fast. And I'm not even saying for intangible. That's fast.
Seems like you are. Seems like you are.
But Tebow though, I don't know. Tebow had this thing about him. Crazy.
Tebow?
Yeah.
Are you?
Well, you said college quarterback.
Yeah. And I'm not even talking about, like, speed, because Tebow was just kind of running into people.
But yeah, because that's all he could do. He couldn't throw worth a damn.
He was a moose.
Didn't need to. Did this weird little thing.
Jump pass?
Strange. It didn't work, though. Hell of a team.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
I got a little Damian Woody.
Oh.
Yes, that is right. Our boy Damian Woody had
boy?
Yeah, well, I guess not. He was a Patriot, right? He had some conversations about our boy Mike McDaniel and whether or not he should be on the hot seat.
Putting Mike McDaniel on the hot seat alert.
Ooh.
I think Mike McDaniel is a guy that we need to be watching very closely. The Miami Dolphins are in transition, in my opinion. I call the Miami Dolphins their what I call empty calories. They show you a lot of candy. They give you a lot of candy. A lot of things that look cool and stuff like that, but ultimately it doesn't mean anything. That's what the Miami Dolphins are.
Yeah, well, you want to know something, Damian Woody?
Yeah, not our boy.
Candy's delicious.
It is really good. One of my favorites.
He's not wrong.
I mean, he's not wrong.
And here's why.
Nobody can afford a 1-4 less than Mike
McDaniel. I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
When you get to the Super Bowl, right, or you get to the playoffs, the things that were successful for the teams that went far in the playoffs were the things that the Dolphins couldn't do. And so when you look at the things they did well the last couple of years, it looks great. It's high-powered offense. All that, everybody gets excited about the big plays and all that. But when you think about the teams that competed for a championship, the Dolphins did none of those things well. None.
Mm-mm.
So while he's saying, yeah, it looks cool and it looks good, he's basically saying that style of football won't win you a championship. And we've seen it, because guess what? When it gets cold, when you got to go on the road in the playoffs, when you got to go on the road in December, your offense is not conducive to those types of environments. And so
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Everybody can say he's wrong. Everybody can make fun of him. Everybody, but it's an accurate statement, right? Like, and I've been saying it for a couple of years, and Tobin's, till I'm blue in the face, and it annoys Tobin.
What?
How I feel about 4th and 1.
It doesn't annoy me.
Third and one.
It annoyed me one time when you harped on it in a 62-0 win.
Yes.
Your point is valid, like, most of the time. It just felt like nitpicking.
All the time. Valid all the time. Because that is an indication
62-0
But wait, Marcos.
But it was telling. Hey,
that is an indication of who and how tough your team is. Because the style of football that needs to be played in that small area is needed more than anything else.
I'll tell you this. If Mike McDaniel starts the season 1-4, because the Dolphins got 3 division games. They got the Colts, Patriots, Bills, Jets, back-to-back primetime games. I mean, 1-4, he's out, dude. Especially if he's... They're going to pull the trigger on that, dude, and they're going to make Anthony Weaver the coach.
Here's the problem. And here's the problem with that. He will not get fired during the season.
I don't agree with you.
And here's why. There is absolutely nothing that you could bring in or change at that moment that will make it any different or better. And if you say to me, okay, I can bring this guy in and fundamentally we can be a different team, I would say, okay, great.
Yeah, but you obviously can't hire anybody, and they have a guy at defensive coordinator who's gotten head coaching interviews before and people respect. Like, it would just be a sending of a message from the owner being like, all right, this leadership wasn't good enough anymore, and try and spark something out of a season that wouldn't be dead.
Tobin, you're missing the key point behind all this. Okay, if I bring in a guy that has a different idea of how a team should be run, You know, so say if I bring in a guy like, and he's along the lines of Man Campbell, right? Of how he's going to do things, how he's going to be physical or whatever. You ain't got the players for that or the team for that. So you're wasting time.
No, I think what you're doing is you're honestly not wasting time. You would be wasting time if you felt like the season was lost already and you kept him around. That would be wasting time. At least if you're doing, because first off, you can see, because first off, you can see whether or not Anthony Weaver is a good coaching candidate.
You can't.
Sure you can. Man Campbell.
You can't tell based on how this team is built.
Well, that's not true because Man Campbell, when he took over, showed some really good qualities of being a coach. They didn't think he was ready yet and hired Adam Gase, but he did show some qualifications of being a head coach.
Okay. But here's the deal. Okay. When you brought in Man Campbell, the team was very similar to what Man Campbell was trying to do. Means they did run the football. They did use a lot of play action. So he changed the attitude, but the fundamental way this team was built and how they played, right, was pretty close. The attitude needed to be changed. So I get that. When you have this, the way this team is built, all right, and you bring in a coach that wants to be more physical, run the ball in the middle and in between the tackles, more play action. This team is not built that way. So to bring him in to say, I want to see what he can do,
we're on different wavelengths here. You're not bringing Weaver in to see necessarily what he can do. What you're doing is Mike McDaniel at that point, if the Dolphins got off to a point, let's just say they lost to all three division opponents to start the season, right, and you're looking like you could be a last place team, you're basically sending them a message like, dude, the guy's runs over, and sometimes you know when the run is over. It happens. Some guys lose touch as a coach staff, and he's already shown signs that he can't control a locker room and guys don't respect him. So you think that's going to get better with a poor start after he's already got heat on him? Because we all know, like, you would agree, if they don't make the playoffs this year, he's going to probably be fired.
Yes, I'm not. And here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be fired if that start is the way it is. What I'm saying is that it shouldn't be, whether you do it after week four or whether you do it at the end of the season, the way this team is built, regardless of who's at the helm, is not going to matter, because the attitude and the way this team is built needs to change, not the coach. You can change the coach, but if you have the same players playing the same way that they've played with the same type of offense, it's not going to get better. Now, if Mike McDaniel changes that, and you can see a difference in how they go about business, how they go about the fundamentals of playing football, instead of all that pretty, you know, window dressing stuff, right? And he starts off slow, you can at least see that there's something, you know, that has changed. So you can't kind of, and I get that we're going to look at the record and say, you know, it is what it is. But I would say that just basing it solely on the record, right, is not going to be a fair assessment. And if things continue, if they play football the way they've played the last 2 years, changing the coach ain't going
to
matter.
What if they lose to the Panthers after the division games?
I mean, it's going to come a time where, again,
there's going
to
be a
shooting. It probably is going to have to happen, right, if things aren't going well. But I'm just saying,
I get you. Like, you don't
having a new guy come in with the same with the attitude that the players have or the type of players you have in place, right? That right now, I'm going to say this on offense, not defense. On offense, this team plays with no physicality.
None.
There is nobody you can bring in that's going to change that at any point of the season. You're not.
Yeah, it feels like the damage is done there.
Right. Now, it'll be interesting to me to see, right? Because this, and here's why I've been more patient with this. Because every other stop that Mike McDaniel and every other place that he has coached has been nothing like what we've seen offensively here. Nothing. They all played physical football, ran the ball in between the tackles. So what Mike McDaniel is doing here is not what I'm accustomed to seeing in any other offense that he's been a part of.
Well, thank
you. That's what I'm shocked about.
Well, thank you, Damian Woody, for that hot, scorching take. Took over the mixed bag today.
Our boys.
We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. Hour two is next.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.